You today declare the Joe Biden's border bloodbath, and that's what it is. It's a bloodbath. They tried to use that term incorrectly on me 2 weeks ago. You know, it's all about misinformation. That's all they do is cheat on elections and disinformation, misinformation, fairly closely related, those two words. But they basically mean that it's all talk, but it's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. It's a very bad thing happening. It's going to end on the day that I take office, which will be January 20th. It'll end. The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. And Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. I'll never forget my vow to her.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome to the War Room. It's Natalie Winters hosting, filling in for Stephen K. Bannon today, April 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2024. What you just watched is a wonderful clip from President Trump speaking yesterday. We'll have Monica Crowley joining us to break down all things immigration, though I think that's too nice a term to describe what's going on at the southern border. When I say the number 6,300%, I'm not talking about inflation, not talking about the uptick in, you know, Chinese Communist Party drones flying over this country. No, that's the number of Chinese nationals, just the reported ones. We're not even talking about the gotaways or the ones that we don't know about. 6,300% increase since fiscal year 2021 of Chinese nationals entering this country at the southern border, thanks to the policies of Joe Biden, because he's directly reversed so many of the initiatives that President Trump spearheaded to give us our sovereignty back after decades, not just of Obama, but of, frankly, globalist America last politicians like the Bush dynasty, too. But that's why we need someone like President Trump back in office and someone who really understands that, not just because she used to work for him, but because she is always bringing it, sticking it to the globalists on, of course, her wonderful podcast. The Monica Crowley podcast is none other than Monica Crowley. Monica, it's great to have you. I'd love to get your thoughts just right off the bat with regards to President Trump's remarks yesterday. Pretty strong showing in Wisconsin, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he really brought it, right? I mean, this was a fire and brimstone speech on the part of President Trump on illegal immigration and the wide open border. And, you know, frankly, now that it is the number one issue across all demographic groups across the country, illegal immigration and the tsunami of illegals, the wide open border and all of the chaos that is bringing to pretty much every community in the country, that alone, I think that issue alone could help get him elected. I mean, especially when you take a look at the charts of American presidents going back to 1970, Richard Nixon through Joe Biden. In Joe Biden's case, of course, it is off the charts. What we have seen is totally unprecedented. And now we've got back-to-back presidencies on this issue, Natalie, to compare. And the contrast is so stark between what President Trump delivered, which was an enforced border, illegal immigration under control, and essentially the entire problem solved, where illegal immigration was down to a relative trickle in this country, versus what we have been subjected to over the last 3 years. The contrast could not be more direct and more stark. And it is the number one issue for a very clear reason, because every single American is being directly affected by this. So Donald Trump now heading into this general election campaign is going to continue to deliver this kind of fiery speech about the reality of the absolute historic catastrophe under Joe Biden, with the intentional wide open border and the intentional overwhelming of all of our systems as a direct result of it.
It's pretty rich that they want to play, I would say, semantics and word games, right? They don't like his diction when it comes to using the word bloodbath. And of course, if you watch MSNBC or if you watch War Room and you see the clips that we play to open every segment, you know that they're sort of trying to counter program a lot of our messaging on immigration. They're trying to spin immigration, legal immigration too, as something that's great for this country. We know empirically the data shows otherwise, not just for the working class of this country, but really for America writ large. But I'm curious, where do you think they're going to go with the messaging? Because it's obvious that they can't lie, they can't gaslight, dupe the American people that what's going on at the southern border is great. I'm sure people who watch the show, even if you talk to your friends who are Democrats, who are apolitical, they can see the writing on the wall, no pun intended there. But how do you think the left is going to pivot on the issue of immigration? Do you think they're going to kind of go down the rabbit hole of the ad hominem attacks? Are they going to try to dial in on the lawfare? What do you think their strategy is going to be to really try to cover this Achilles heel of theirs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything they're going to try is going to work, because this catastrophe is so epic. And like I said, every American now is keenly aware of this catastrophe because they're dealing with the fallout every day.
Oh, looks like we're having some technological difficulties. I always say, if you come on the War Room and there's tech difficulties, it's a toss-up if it's the Chinese Communist Party or Big Pharma. I know we were supposed to have Dr. Naomi Wolf join us, but unfortunately, her power, I think, entirely went out at the farm that she was staying at. If we get Monica back up, the studio can let me know. In the meantime, if we have any other guests, you guys can also let me know, but I guess it wouldn't be an episode of the War Room if we didn't have any other guests. Well, you know what I want to bring up then? A little unknown entity called E. Plata. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, I would posit that it's one of the main reasons that what we see going on at the southern border continues to happen, unchecked, unfettered, unvetted flows of just massive numbers of people. And you know why that is? Because Hunter Biden and the Biden family are actually profiting from it. And now I know we talk a lot on the show about what happened in Ukraine, what happened in China. You guys, of course, know when I was at the National Pulse, we did extensive reporting coming from the hard drive into the Burisma deals, all the names of the individuals, even those with ties to the Mexican government, someone by the name of Miguel Alemán Magnani. But why that name is so interesting and why you should remember the name E. Plata. Now, when I broke the story, the fact checkers told me I was spreading misinformation. So that's a telltale sign that, you know, I'm actually telling the truth. But this is a company that really was created to profit off of mass migration. It is a payment platform that you don't need to use any form of ID or verification, let alone government verification, for. And you can send remittances from the United States back to Mexico. They actually partnered with the Mexican government on this. Now, Hunter Biden was one of the early investors in this, and a lot of individuals who he was linked to in separate business deals who were affiliated with basically all the shell companies that we see are congressional Republicans, holding hearings about and trying to do something. I don't really know what they're accomplishing, but I guess maybe they're trying. But all those people also served on the board of this company. And it's a perfect example of how the American ruling class has profited immensely day after day from the mass migration happening in this country. Right? And it's not just Democrats, make no mistake, it's establishment Republicans too, but there is no single issue that the American people have been more gaslit on than the issue of immigration. And the funniest part, right, when you see people like Joy Reid sitting there telling you that you're racist, you're a nativist, you're a xenophobe, because you dare to speak out about America's borders and say sovereignty is important, and I don't subscribe to this idea of global government, let alone globalist government. You know what the issue is? Illegal immigration, the number one group or class of people who are most negatively and pejoratively impacted by it are Black people in this country, or minorities in this country, because their wages are suppressed beyond belief. But you know what? The ruling class in this country doesn't care. They want that. They want to hollow out the middle class, and they want to screw over the lower class. I think we have Monica back. Monica, if you want to pick up where you left off, where you sort of see The Democrats, again, grasping at straws, that might be a disservice to straws. But in terms of sort of counter-programming this, where do you think they'll go?
Yeah, sorry about that, Natalie. My PC died in the middle of that, so it must have been a deep state kind of intervention.
CCP or Big Pharma, I always
say. I'm telling you, it must have been something. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Look, the Democrats are going to try a lot of things to try to distract from their abject. It's not even a failure on the border because we know it's all intentional. But they are going to try to muddy the waters by deflecting attention onto other things. Look, they cannot run on the economy. They cannot run on the border, certainly. They cannot run on law and order. They can't run on global peace because now we've got two hot wars and maybe even a third one with China and Taiwan heating up as well. They can't run on any of the standard issues. So they're going to try to invoke issues like abortion to try to scare women and try to deflect attention away from their intentional destruction of the country. But I don't think any of it's going to work because what you're seeing now in poll after poll shows that the top, like, eight issues for the American people. And again, it cuts across every political party, it cuts across every race and every demographic. The top issues are illegal immigration and the wide open border, the economy, inflation, gas prices, jobs. The issues that directly affect their lives and their livelihoods, issues like abortion and the other issues that they're going to try to invoke to deflect away from the border, they're way, way down the list. So, again, I don't think anything that they're going to try, you know, they're going to try to make it a referendum on Donald Trump, try to scare people on Trump. Well, that's not going to work either because people, again, have these back-to-back comparisons of Trump and Biden, and they know that Donald Trump delivered a booming economy, enforced border, law and order, and world peace. I mean, that is a pretty damn good track record for any American president. So the scare tactics, the deflection, none of it is going to work. And here's another huge reason why they're panicked, Natalie, especially on the illegal immigration and the border issue. It's because it is creating a dramatic political realignment with traditional Democrat constituencies like Black voters, Latino voters, women, and Asian American voters. Those voters in deep blue cities, deep blue states, are infuriated that their communities are being absolutely decimated by the tsunami of illegal immigration. They are screaming at their Democratic mayors, they're screaming at their Democrat senators and members of Congress and their Democrat president to get a handle on this. No changes are forthcoming. And those voters now are taking another look at Donald Trump and saying, guy wasn't so bad. I think I might vote for him.
I say, I dare you to make it a referendum on Trump. I think we would love that. The country would love it. I only hope they count the votes fairly and not just ballots, but actual legitimate chain of custody, verifiable votes. And of course, we've had some recent victories that suggest that may very well be in our future. Monica Crowley, of course, I love the podcast on a personal note. I know the War Room Posse loves it too. If people want to tune in, get the podcast, you know, you also do a bunch of great written pieces and a bunch of, I know Newsweek, I see you there sometimes, but you're everywhere, full spectrum dominance. If people want to get all of that and stay up to date with everything you're working on, where can they go to do all of that?
Well, thank you, Natalie. Yes, the Monica Crowley podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, so Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, there it is. Also on social media, on Twitter and True Social, I am at Monica Crowley. And on Instagram, I am at Monica Crowley _. Also doing some writing for The Great Human Events and Newsweek and The New York Post. And I post all of that up on social media. So I will see you there.
Thank you so much for joining us, Monica.
Thank you, Natalie.
War Room Posse, I thought I'd just flag it for you. Do you remember Gordon Sondland? For those of you who watched War Room Impeachment, he was one of the key, of course, anti-Trump impeachment witnesses who sat up there, probably at your taxpayer expense, and cried that President Trump didn't follow the Washington consensus when it came to foreign affairs. Well, you know what he's doing now? He just registered to lobby for the Ukrainian government and the European Union. And that, my friends, is the swamp I would say, reified. The swamp in the flesh, it shows you the Washington consensus, whether it's the border, whether it's foreign policy, whether it's economic policy. It's policies that don't benefit you, don't benefit the people that watch this show. It's policies that benefit the global elite, the global ruling class, especially those here in the United States, which is why you should go to birchgold.com/Bannon so your financial future is not beholden to their horrible, abysmal decisions, because it's clear, don't trust the experts. We'll be right back after this break.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. I was spending the break just getting real jazzed up about the lies that the ruling class in this country wants to tell us about immigration. They love the concept of a global government, but that to which I say, I don't know about you, there's no global sovereign that I listen to as much as they want to make the European Union, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the World Health Organization in charge of basically every aspect of your life and issue diktats that you can't say no to. I never signed up for that. Frankly, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and we're not going to stand for it. That's why it's so crucial we have people like Todd Bensman who are doing the work to show us not just how intricately linked these NGOs are to everything that's going on at the southern border, but really to show us the gravity, right? It feels like every day we're hearing, oh, this one port of entry, there's 10,000 people. Oh, this, there's another 10,000. The sheer magnitude, it's enough to, what is it, replace the entire population of like a couple dozen states just in the last few years? Now they'll tell you, it's just a happy accident, but you know, it's not. Now, Todd, you're joining us by phone. We don't get to see, as Steve would say, your lovely face. You're on assignment, I understand. Can you let the audience know where you are? I believe you're in Mexico, what exactly you're seeing?
Yeah, I came into Juarez, Mexico on Sunday and have been down in the area on the east and west side of the city, and now I'm about an hour and a half south in the state of Chihuahua, reporting on the state of the Biden Obrador crackdown on the flows going to the Texas border, because, you know, we've talked about this before. I've been on your show. There is a secret diplomatic deal. We don't know exactly what was horse traded in that deal, but Lopez Obrador is indeed cracking down in a mighty way all over at least Chihuahua State and definitely Coahuila State too, which is across from Eagle Pass, to slow the flow down of migration entering into Texas mainly and also New Mexico. Now, they are still reaching the border and crossing, but the numbers that we were seeing in October, November, December, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000, 14,000, 15,000 a day are way, way down to, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 a day. And in my opinion, this is all about optics for the election, 2024 election. I heard Monica just talking about, you know, the polling and how this is a major campaign issue. The Biden campaign realizes this and came down and cut these deals with the Mexican president, which, by the way, he could have cut 3 years ago because this works. Trump showed that this worked when he was in office and cut this same deal. Said, listen, you know, we're going to bash you with progressive trade tariffs if you don't get on the stick here and shut this down. And he did significantly. Now Biden is doing it for his own reelection bid. And it is working because it's effective. The Mexican, what I'm seeing here all day long, just hundreds of Mexican immigration agents congregating in cities, towns, roadblocks, spreading out everywhere in towns and hunting immigrants. And the immigrants are running everywhere. They're hiding, running. They're actually just scattering all over the place. I just droned about, if you go to my Twitter feed, Benzman Todd, you'll see what I just put up. These two young men way, way out in the desert, just walking parallel to the highway I was on. It's a desolate highway. Those guys know that they're not going to get past these roadblocks, so they're walking it, the whole thing. That is what I'm seeing over here in Juarez. And then I've got another piece about the cartels sending hundreds and hundreds of runners to become gotaways through these fences on the west side of Juarez. Nobody ever sees this part. That'll run in the Daily Mail tomorrow morning, that whole piece with exclusive video and all kinds of material that I've been collecting here for the last 3 or 4 days.
Can you walk us through sort of the juxtaposition? I know there's probably no better example, a tale of two presidents, than that, you know, cushy Wall Street New York fundraiser that Joe Biden was having while President Trump was speaking at the slain officers memorial. But I also think you see that stark dichotomy when it comes to the issue of immigration, of course. And can you sort of just remind people the way that President Trump dealt with Mexico and got them to sort of play by our rules? It was so different than what you see they're doing now, basically running circles indirectly, if not directly, controlling the policies of the Biden regime. Can you just give us a little compare, contrast?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. The difference is what carrots are to sticks. Trump came with the big stick, and he said, we're going to execute progressive trade tariffs up to 28% on your economy, all trade goods coming into the United States, which would completely destroy the Mexican economy if they just didn't play ball with all of Trump's policies. And they did. And they had to deploy troops to the border with Guatemala and gum everybody up down there. And by the time all was said and done, they really, really drove the numbers down. Mexico is a key partner in driving the numbers down. Well, on Inauguration Day, the threat of tariffs disappeared. And in its place was a promise to give Mexico and Central America money for root causes. That's a euphemism for, we're just going to give you millions and millions of dollars to send down a black hole of corruption. It's never going to go anywhere. It's not going to address root causes. But once the checks are cashed, you know, presidents of foreign countries tend to kind of forget the deals and promises they made. So it's not very effective. The Obrador administration, López Obrador, has publicly, I mean, the president went on 60 Minutes. I think that's what we were talking about last time, and made a flagrant extortion bid set to Biden, said, you know, I want $20 billion for root causes. And he was asked, well, what happens if you don't get the $20 billion? He says, I guess the migrant flow will just continue. And you could have interpreted that in different ways, but the interviewer asked point blank right after that, well, that sounds like blackmail, diplomatic blackmail to me. And Obrador said, I just say what I feel and what I think, and I always have and I always will, and that's what I feel and think. So, I mean, it left absolutely no question that Obrador can put Trump in office if he lets this migration go through. Trump would be in office on this if you believe Monica and all the polls. talking about how important this is to the American voters right now. And what I'm seeing over here in Mexico is that maybe money changed hands already. Did the checks cash? I mean, I can't tell whether the $20 billion changed hands, but they are absolutely working it over here. And I mean, it's aggressive everywhere.
Anytime I hear root causes, I'm inclined to think of, you know, comprehensive immigration reform. Anytime right, they say
broken,
that, it's really just,
system.
Right? It's yeah, code word
system.
For how can we continue to destroy this country with mass migration because we don't believe there's anything special or unique to American identity to begin with and sovereignty. We'll take globalism over that. But, of course, it now falls to the states before we get President Trump back in office to really push back against, I would argue, the tyranny and the intentionality of the Biden regime. But can you talk a little bit about what Texas is doing to sort of hold the line and make sure that our sovereignty isn't totally, no pun intended, trampled on?
Well, Texas is getting a big boost from this Mexico crackdown because there are fewer immigrants making it to the Juarez, El Paso sector than they were just a few weeks ago. Remember, they had those stampeding bonsai charges right through the Texas fortifications. And I think that might have led to, you know, a demand. the coverage of that was intense, terrible for the Biden campaign. And Texas is absolutely quadrupling down. I've never seen anything like this. The infrastructure that they are building on this sector is unbelievable. I flew my drone over it. I put a minute of drone flying over this thing. They just have, they're building fencing and barbed wire fortifications in depth for miles and miles and miles along the riverbank. It's not much of a river up here, but it looks like they are really serious about preparing for you know, what happens when Obrador decides, I didn't get my $20 billion, so I'm going to let them rip. But it's definitely, but on the other hand, you know, I also saw them, the immigrants, cutting the wire using these big bolt cutters and trying to get through, because they know that if they could just get through the wire.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I've got to let you go. Yeah, no, I've got to let you go because we're coming up against a break. So if people want to get the footage of this, watch everything you're talking about, get the books, where can they go to do all that?
Benjamin Todd at X. I also have accounts at Getter and Truth Social. I'm putting most of this up on X because it's easier when I'm on the road. And the book is Overrun. It's the only book about this border crisis out there, soup to nuts on what happened and how to get out of it.
The account and the book that Alejandro Mayorkas does not want you to read, and I'm sure Joe Biden doesn't either. Todd, thank you so much for joining us. We're impossible. We'll be back after this break. We got Dave Walsh talking all things energy and how Joe Biden is, of course, predictably putting America last when it comes to our strategic petroleum reserves. We also got Mike Howell from Heritage Oversight joining us after the break. We'll be right back.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action. Action. Action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. Now, you guys know we focused a lot on the Hunter Biden hard drive here on this show, and I always say, and I still maintain, the congressional Republicans have routinely missed the mark. The point is not just that the Biden family was making millions of dollars from these shady shell companies, from business deals and conglomerates across the globe. There are still ramifications of the policy and the policies that Joe Biden is pursuing from the deals that Hunter Biden and who knows what family member pursued. And frankly, I think there's no better example of that than on the issue of energy. Make no mistake, most of the billion-dollar deals that Hunter Biden pursued were in the realm of energy. I'm sure you guys know the infamous moment where Joe Biden, who used to say he never spoke to Hunter Biden about his business dealings, he said, well, I just spoke to them about the weather. And I say, exactly, because that's the kind of business deals they were doing. They were focusing on climate change and oil and gas. So, of course, they were talking about the weather. And there's a perfect example of this now. You guys, I'm sure, know that Joe Biden drained our strategic petroleum reserve. Of course, they gave the Chinese Communist Party advance notice before doing it to, I believe it was about 17 days that we would have. And they just canceled the request today to basically refill it. Now, I know that sounds absolutely crazy, asinine, and otherworldly. So I thought we should have Dave Walsh on to sort of walk us through, again, I think what could only be described as America Last, which I guess should be the tagline of the Biden regime. But Dave, can you sort of walk us through what exactly this means, not just for energy prices, but why the Biden regime would do it in the first place?
The Biden regime is doing this as an election year stunt to look like they're impacting the price of gasoline at the pump. Gas at the pump is up 12 or 13% in the last several months. It's hit locally here. It's about $3.40, $3.45, nothing major. But what the administration is going to do is take all efforts suddenly in the next 10 or so months, 9 months before the election to show that it's doing everything it possibly can to arrest the increase in the price of gasoline at the pump. Here, this is the same administration broadcasting regularly. It is all about the terminus of the use of fossil fuels, the terminus of the use of gasoline to power cars. Guess what? It wants to make it cheaper using the tactic of drawing down the SPR by not refilling it. It's backing off a commitment for next month's 3 million barrel top up of it to begin moving it northward again. This administration has drawn it down from 660 million barrels, the peak of the Trump administration, to now only 363 million barrels, about little less than half has been drawn down, most of that in efforts to attempt to bolster, keep low the price of gasoline at the pump. I mean, this of the 90-some million barrels a day, 92 million barrels a day traded in the world, the U.S. SPR can't be used to manipulate pricing. But here they are again with this act of not refilling in the next 6 weeks' quota of 3 million to begin refilling it, abandoning that commitment that he had said he'd do whenever it got below $79 a barrel. He's doing this to go ahead and bolster the price, the lower price, attempt to impact gasoline prices being lower, because if you refill the SPR, you're putting demand on national oil supplies, which will tend to drive the price at the pump up a little bit. He doesn't want to do that. That's the whole rationale for this. It's crazy, again, because the SPR manipulations have a nominal to nil effect on global oil prices and on U.S. gas prices at the pump. Nominal effect. We consume 13.5-14 million barrels of oil a day in this country. Tweaking the SPR a little bit isn't going to move the needle meaningfully on the price of gasoline, but that's where their head is. And that's the only reason they're thinking to, if you will, renege on the next near-term tranche of beginning to refill the SPR, which is a long march forward to get back to the Trump 660 million barrel peak.
think there's probably as good a time as ever to go to birchgold.com/Bannon when you see everything that they're doing here. I was actually laughing. We know Steve has sort of a high turnover rate when it comes to employees and affiliations. We'll see how I fare. But Birch Gold, I think, is his longest running sponsor. So I think that says something. So you got to go to birchgold.com. Hopefully I don't lose my job for saying that, but you got to go to birchgold.com/Bannon to check out, get your latest installment of the End of the Dollar Empire. Dave, I have a quick clip that I want to play for you and get your reactions for Denver or Palm Beach, whoever's listening, if you want to roll it.
Thank you. First, you guys started draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try and help with the Putin price hike a few years ago. Said you were going to refill it, but now it doesn't seem like that's happening. Why?
Well, I believe the Department of Energy is responsible for that particular component, is refilling that. So I would refer you to the Department of Energy. I know there are certain components to that and how they were going to move forward in refilling it. They would have more specifics on that for you.
Whatever the heck that means. Dave, can you try to translate to the best of your ability whatever that euphemistic spin was from the White House?
Natalie, it's amazing. The departments, the agencies, the Department of Energy reports to the President of the United States. It's in the executive branch. It is completely under his leadership and his guidance. This isn't a separate, discrete decision. She's spinning that the Department of Energy is somehow somewhat separate from the president. It reports to the president. Its head is appointed by the president. It moves issues like this with the approval and consent only of the president, who directly is responsible for it. So that's nonsense. He had committed a year and a half ago, when he began to draw this down in mass, when the Ukraine crisis began, to begin to top it back up when oil got at or below $79 a barrel. He has consistently not fulfilled that commitment. He has not done this. Oil has often been way below $79 a barrel, frequently in the last year to 15 months. No refilling actions of any consequence have been taken, despite what he had said a year and a half ago to a year ago. And now we've reneged on the next near-term commitment 6 weeks out to top it up by 3 million barrels because the price of oil is nominally over $79 a barrel. When really this does look like a stunt to go ahead and attempt to influence gas prices at the pump during an election season, which is why this was done last time before the midterms, the massive drawdowns of a reserve that is meant for the national security, an absolute national emergency, such as hurricanes, such as a drastic move by the cartel that controls global pricing, in part, the countries in OPEC Plus. It is not meant to be used to tweak back and forth 10 to 12% increases at the pump in gas prices, which really is all we've seen in the last few months. So, you know, this is a political move, purely, and it's by the administration. Just for the record, the Department of Energy reports directly to the president. So
purely political and purely intentional, right? It's not a result of incompetence. Dave, if people want to follow you, stay up to date with your analysis, where can they go to do all that?
Yeah, on one more, Natalie, if I might add, actually it was published about 10 days ago that guess what? Because of major global oil interests, we're not keeping up with the Paris Climate Accords in overproducing that globally. They left out the fact that 88% of oil and gas production is controlled in this world by countries, by sovereign governments, most notoriously, and cartels of sovereign governments like OPEC Plus. That's who does 88% of the producing and distribution of oil in the world. Countries who are UN members. Now, companies do about 6%. The majors do about 6% of all in oil trading, just for the record. I'm available on Getter at Dave Walsh Energy and Truth Social the same. Thank you, Natalie.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest is another hammer, of course, coming from Heritage Oversight. We got Mike Howell. Now, I'm sure you all saw the news yesterday about what's going down in Wisconsin, but also similar, I would say, stuff going on in Nebraska, too, when it comes to the basically privateering of elections. Of course, it always seems to tip the scale in only one direction for Democrats, right? No conspiracies, no coincidences. But we voted 55 to 45, I believe, to block it in Wisconsin. So I thought Mike would be the perfect person to have on to sort of walk us through. I know when people hear Zuckerbucks, the head on fire, right? But walk us through kind of the gravity, the significance of what happened yesterday, and then I want to get in on the other side of it to the sort of new iteration of Zuckerbucks that we're going to see in the 2024 election.
Absolutely. So Wisconsin yesterday became the 20th state to ban the private funding of the election system, which is known as the Zuckerbucks model, which, of course, was last presidential election cycle when Mark Zuckerberg, billionaire Facebook guy, went in and basically drove a lot of money to staff up and do data sharing with local election offices in key demographic counties that could swing the presidential election. It's not something that, you know, people really understood to be going on at the time it was happening. And so people have gotten wise to it, and we've patched up, you know, another hole in the system in Wisconsin where we have now 28 states banning this activity. But this is just one of the systems level attacks that are ongoing in our election system. As soon as we get around to, you know, a ballot referenda to ban the activity they did last time, they're already well underway on their new models. And people got to get wise to this. And that's why it was really unfortunate to see the House of Representatives fund a lot of the activity that the Biden administration is doing here. The new model, which we're calling Biden Bucks, is basically taking every government agency, having them work in agreement in tandem with dark left NGOs. Think of the billion-dollar apparatus there of these ACLUs of the world and other voter reg type groups that only directionally aim to get Democrats registered. Well, they're combining those with the federal government. The horsepower behind that is your taxpayer dollars, your data, your information, all directionally aimed to turn out the vote in counties that will make the difference in this presidential election. It's called Biden Bucks. It's an executive order 14019. We got a lot coming out on this, but the ship sailed with the House of Representatives when Mike Johnson had his caucus vote to fund the rest of the government to continue this activity. So we're moving the fights to the states, and then more to come on that end, because the states can kick out a lot of this activity.
So walk us through that one more time. I know this audience is used to House Republicans missing the mark on what, everything. But now you're telling me that they're quite literally helping to fund the new Biden buck scam?
Absolutely. I mean, they funded it at every single agency and department. This is a whole of government initiative. In classic Capitol Hill fashion, you had some members send some letters and do press releases on this over the years, mostly after citizen, you know, reporting on it and stuff that we put out. Our allies at the Foundation for Government Accountability and others were sounding the alarm on this. We got some letters out via Congress. But at the end of the day, they just ended up funding the whole thing. And we've been uncovering what are known as these strategic plans that every agency is tasked with developing. And what this looks like in practice is the Bureau of Prisons and U.S. Marshals are a key focus for the Biden administration on the left. Why? It's easy to ballot harvest in jail. The people are literally where, you know where they'll be. They're in jail. You can predatory ballot harvest in those areas. And so the U.S. Marshals, in compliance with this executive order, redid almost 1,000 contracts so that people, detainees, as they're referred to, are reminded of their rights to vote and access to vote at every, you know, stage of the incarceration process. Now, imagine that playing out in every single agency, your welfare agencies, you know, Department of Agriculture, DOD, everyone down the list is using their little levers of access in different ways they relate to American citizens, and then choosing key demographics in that space that they need to turn out, and they're mobilizing them. It's a get-out-the-vote operation paid for by you and me via the House of Representatives, who was warned to this and did nothing.
It's not enough if we just, I guess, rig elections in other third world countries. We got to do it here at home, right? Mike, if I could hold you through the break and Warren Posse in the meantime, you can go to JaceMedical.com if you don't want to be reliant, not just on Big Pharma, which we know is obviously a part of all of this too, but also you don't want to be reliant on the Chinese Communist Party, probably the number one beneficiary of Zuckerbucks and Biden bucks, whichever big tech, you know, big government oligarch is involved in the scam, the racket to fix the election for Joe Biden. You know what we say? Like I said earlier in the show, we invite the referendum on Trump because he'll win. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
I just think you're brainwashed.
Can I say something? You think I'm brainwashed?
I think that there is a lot of expectations for women to behave a certain way.
Are there not expectations for men to behave a certain way too?
Yes, there are.
I would almost argue it's easier to start a business in America as a woman. You have preferential treatment when it comes to loans, preferential hiring processes. Literally just because you're a woman, women are the majority of college graduates. Life being a woman, I feel like it's in some ways kind of life on easy mode if you play into the corporate structure. They literally have empowerment programs that they don't allow men, let alone straight white men, in. There's literally a multi-billion dollar corporate push to empower women. You know, you think I'm brainwashed, you can think that, but you also espouse an ideology that you can't even give me literally one example why you actually believe it, let alone define it, but you just slap that label on because that's what mainstream society has told you to believe. So I think you're actually the one who's brainwashed.
I'm brainwashed.
Girl, you are so based.
Thank you.
Just a little teaser, Steve and I think I'm coming on the show tomorrow to walk through my latest appearance on that wonderful podcast that I say it's my guilty pleasure. It's very fun to do. But back to the news at hand, though, of course, you guys know this all runs together. Mike, before I let you go, because we got to go to the other Mike Lindell, you guys filed, if I'm not mistaken, a criminal complaint with regards to the whole NGO, illegal immigration, mass immigration, invasion, the whole thing. What's the status on that?
Right. So we had an undercover report where we caught a nonprofit in New York City handing out fraudulent residency documents to illegal aliens. And it's all on video. If you follow us on X at Oversight PR, it's pinned to the top. So we took that video and sent a criminal referral over to Letitia James for her to act on. Am I expecting her to do anything with it? No. Is it another brick in the wall of the dual standard of weaponization we have in this country? Absolutely.
Mike, if people want to follow you and, of course, support everything you guys are doing over at Heritage, truly wonderful work, where can they go to do all of that?
Right. On X at Oversight PR, I'm M. Hal Tweets. Better yet, join us at WEPO Simpo next Tuesday, okay? We're declaring a state of emergency as it relates to government weaponization, bringing in a lot of war room posse favorites, and we're going to be dialing it in on every different policy area this deep rot and infection hits and declaring it a state of emergency.
Give us a little teaser. Who are some of the names that you guys have slated to speak?
Absolutely. So we have the FBI whistleblowers, you know, some suspendables, and Steve Friend, Garrett O'Boyle, Sebastian Gorka, Chairman Comer is going to be there to walk us through the Biden crime investigation, Senator Grassley. We have Rep. Dan Bishop. We have Shipwreck Crew representing a lot of the J6 political prisoners over there. But we're not even limiting it to just those issues you traditionally think of. We're going to talk about the weaponization of the financial industry, how they've warped whistleblower protections. People don't realize DOJ right now is trying to put in jail the IRS whistleblowers. So we're going to hear from their lawyers. We're going to talk about why they opened the border, which is really another systems level attack on our election system. And you're going to see it this go around. But we're touching on a variety of topics. It's an all day long symposium. WEPO Simpo Tuesday. Come join us in person at Heritage or stream online. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if they want to attend, they can go to your social media, or what's the link to register, either virtual or in person?
Absolutely. So it's on our social media, hashtag WEPO Simpo. You can find it that way, too.
That has a nice ring to it. I don't know who came up with it, but who says conservatives can't do comms? No. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike. You have a good one.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Of course. On to the other Mike, of course, of War Room fame, but of course, so much more. Mike, I hear you have some Supreme Court news that you want to inform the posse of.
Absolutely, everybody. I'll give you that, and I'll give you some recall news on Robin Voss. But at the Supreme Court, the lawyers last night, they filed more things with our Supreme Court case because the defendants haven't been responding. And I guess my lawyers say it's a very good thing that they filed. And you guys can check that out at lindaleplan.com. Get all the details there. That's lindaleplan.com. You can see the whole Supreme Court filing, and then you see now where this is at. It's a 39 pages add-on, I guess. But basically, they were ignoring the motion to expedite and ignoring this other thing where Arizona used software that had been manipulated in the election. And so they've and this is what the courts relied on when they sent this back for where they sent it back on dismissal, and they sanctioned the lawyers. So the lawyers were real happy when they called me about this. So everybody can check that out. And then on the other thing, remember, we work from the top down, from the Supreme Court down, and from the bottom up. The people in Wisconsin, where I was just there last night with our great real president, Donald Trump, at the rally in Green Bay, but in southern Wisconsin, they're recalling Robin Voss again. You can check that out at RacineRecall.org, everybody. That's the new petition. The other one, they tried to discredit over 4,000 signatures, but we've got a plan B, and this is going to work. It's going to be amazing. So, and you guys have made that all possible at the War Room Posse. So I wanted to get in our sale, everybody. We're having the biggest extravaganza sale in history at MyPillow. This spring sale, $25 specials. You see the MyPillow, the premium pillow where it all started, $25. Roll and go pillows, $25. Go anywhere pillows, the towels, the sheets. If you go to the website, everybody, and use the promo code War Room, by the way, there's a few of the bathrobes left. The open box, $39 bathrobes, only for the War Room Posse, an exclusive. But there's the towels, the sandals that came in, $25. You've all been taking advantage of the premium My Pillows, no matter king or queens, only $25. And if you go down, you got the couch pillows and recliner pillows, $25. There you have the mystore.com. You can click on that. Call 800-873-1062. You can call in for both the My Store and My Pillow. Get whatever you want from them. These are the pillows, everybody. You get two of them for $25. You guys have all loved these. We got Mount Rushmore. You got With God All Things Are Possible, the Statue of Liberty. You got the American flag, but you get two of them. These are the best traveling pillows in history. I use them for back support, sitting on. They roll up into their own pillowcase. So they roll up. That's why they're called, hence the name Roll and Go My Pillows. They roll up. They're compact. Throw them right in the washer and dryer. They got the beautiful My Pillow patented fill. You know, there's this this is the actual My Pillow inside the case, and I use these everywhere. The lowest price in history, everybody, only for the War Room Posse. So you guys have made it all possible.
And no lumps, I'm sure. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. And War Room Posse, thank you for hanging with me. Don't worry, Steve will be back this afternoon, I think right after, for the 6 p.m. and of course tomorrow morning, and I should be on going into more of my very degenerate but oh so important whatever appearance. Have a good one.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. Put War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.